Oregon has more than 300 registered farm worker camps. They provide housing for the people who pick our berries, cherries, and beets. The camps are located on the farms themselves, sometimes just a few yards away from fields and orchards that are sprayed with pesticides. Oregon's Workplace Safety Agency is considering new rules to protect farm workers, and it's stirring up questions about what safe means when you're talking about chemicals designed to kill. Jess Burns reports.
Dagoberto Morales' car winds along the rural back roads of the Rogue Valley, where the pear orchards stand stark and skeletal. He used to work in these orchards and lived in the housing right next to them.
Pruning, picking, spraying, all different kinds of stuff.
Morales now volunteers with the farm worker group called UNITE. He's taking me around to see the work camps in the valley. Points to a clearing near one of the houses.
Yeah, we used to play football in here.
The small houses are visible from the road, and we slow down near one that has the feel of a rundown hotel in an old west town. Most of the windows have a thin layer of plastic over the outside.
You have a plastic around that because the air is coming through and they want to get warm for the winter.
And when these drafty houses are next to the trees?
And that way when they spray the house. They would smell that.
Northwest states are beginning to consider alternatives to new federal rules that increased pesticide protections for farm workers. Michael Wood is head of the Oregon Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA.
This is a situation where we're talking about a risk of drift, which should not occur, and if it does occur, it's already a violation. But we recognize that it might occur. In fact, we recognize that in all likelihood at times it will occur.
The federal rule requires that workers stay at least 100 feet away from a pesticide applicator while spraying is happening. But the feds missed something.
It's very clear that they hadn't even thought about housing.
Wood says growers asked for an alternative to the 100-foot evacuation buffer, especially since a lot of the spraying happens in the calm early morning hours. Mike Doak is director of Columbia Gorge Fruit Growers.
We believe it's safer for them to remain indoors with windows closed rather than try to wake people up in the middle of the night, go outside, then come back to an area that's just been sprayed to go back inside their house.
This shelter-in-place option is being proposed for most of the pesticides used. Doak says this is less burdensome for growers and workers. The proposed rule also says pesticides that pose a respiratory risk are subject to more stringent evacuation guidelines, which the fruit growers are opposing. Worker advocates say drafty farm labor housing doesn't provide enough protection. They want a 300-foot spray buffer.
What do we want?
Buffer zones!
When do we want it?
Now!
About 30 people rallied before a recent public hearing in Medford. Inside, University of Oregon student Lupe Partida rattled her notes as she told regulators that the proposal isn't good enough.
Farm workers are left with no choice to live in these circumstances.
It's Oregon OSHA's responsibility to ensure the safety of farm worker housing. Over the past 3 years, about half the work camps in Oregon have been inspected, with nearly 350 citations issued. About 10% of those concern the soundness of roof, walls, windows, and doors. Oregon OSHA's Michael Wood says worker housing is often intentionally designed to provide ventilation. Still, he maintains the risk of pesticide exposure from even these vents is minimal.
The likelihood that any significant amount of chemical would travel up under the eave and then down to actually land on a worker's exposed arm or body part is really very low.
And it's this kind of calculus Wood will have to consider when he makes a final decision on the proposed rules early next year. I'm Jess Burns, reporting.